USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, got stitches at a hospital in Boston, Massachusetts over the weekend after falling down and losing consciousness. Romney declined to say what he was doing when the fall took place. Romney said he is doing better. Now that there are three accusers of sexual harassment against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, the calls for Cuomo to step down are coming from other powerful New Yorkers. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo from two of the governor's former aides. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier, and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Well, it was close, but no cigar. NASCAR's Tyler Riddick finished second at Homestead Miami Speedway last weekend, but wanted more out of his number 8 Chevrolet.
It's a good night considering how the first two weekends have went, but I need to get this Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevy to victory lane, because if I would have gotten a lot of people in America free chicken tenders on Monday night. But, yeah, once I really saw how fast we were in clean air at the end there, and I saw how fast we were catching everybody, beyond frustrating. Just two or three different decisions on a restart would have put me miles ahead, and I would have been within reach. So, yeah, second's great, but I saw how much faster I was than those guys there at the end, so naturally it's frustrating.
NASCAR is in Southern Nevada this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, starts at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. The NIT basketball tournament is moving this year. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.